But this also may be a covert plan being carried out by individuals following a definite agenda. Communism versus National Socialism. As documented in Rule by Secrecy, the same financial powers that built the United States into the world's foremost superpower also created communism. After an aborted revolution in 1905, thousands of Russian activists had been exiled, including the revolutionaries Leon Trotsky and Vladimir Lenin. After years of attempts at reform, the Tsar was forced to abdicate on March 15, 1917, following riots in St. Petersburg, believed by many to have been instigated by British agents. In January 1917, Leon Trotsky, a fervent follower of Karl Marx, was living rent-free on Standard Oil property in Bayonne, New Jersey. He worked in New York City as a reporter for the New World, a communist newspaper. Trotsky had escaped Russia in 1905 and fled to France, from where he was expelled for his revolutionary behavior. He soon discovered that there were wealthy Wall Street bankers who were willing to finance a revolution in Russia, wrote journalist William T. Still. One of these bankers was Jacob Schiff, whose family had lived with the Rothschild family in Frankfurt, Germany. According to the New York Journal American, it is estimated by Jacob's grandson, John Schiff, that the old man sank about $20 million for the final triumph of Bolshevism in Russia. Schiff, a Rockefeller banker, had financed the Japanese in the 1904-1905 Russo-Japanese War for control of Manchuria and had sent his emissary, George Kennan, to Russia to promote revolution against the Tsar. Another was Senator Elihu Root, attorney for Federal Reserve co-founder Paul Warburg's Kuhn, Loeb & Company. Root, an honorary president of the Secretive Council on Foreign Relations and a former U.S. Secretary of State who moved smoothly between government positions and his law practice in New York City, contributed yet another $20 million, according to the Congressional Record of September 2, 1919. Schiff and Root were not alone. Arsène Dugulovich, who was present during the early days of the Bolsheviks, later wrote, "In private interviews, I have been told that over 20 million rubles were spent by Lord Alfred Milner in financing the Russian Revolution." Milner, a German-born British statesman, was the primary force behind Cecil Rhodes's Round Tables, a predecessor of the Council on Foreign Relations.